This is Sam Barnard. I'm a research officer at ODI working on climate finance. I'm at the Warsaw National Football Stadium for the UNFCCC COP19 conference. We've just been at a side event organized by the OECD on their research collaborative on tracking private climate finance. And I'm joined by Rafael Yashnik, is that right? Who coordinates the project for the OECD. Rafael, could you quickly introduce yourself and describe the project and why it's so important?
Sure. Thank you for your question. My name is Rafael. I work as a policy analyst at the OECD, mainly on coordinating the project that you've just introduced. I've been doing so for about less than a year now. By essence, this project is a collaborative effort in the sense that there's a lot of different actors involved in tracking, measuring, and analyzing flows of private finance, but a lot of gaps to be explored both on data and methods. And so there's a lot of different institutions, including ourselves at the OECD, but also, we're partnering, including with ODI on this, and a number of other institutions, both researchers, providers of finance that have very interesting data methods and analytical inputs to share with the project. In terms of importance, I think, we're at COP. The UNFCCC was definitely a starting point for this, and this 100 billion figure that has been thrown in there, and the need somehow for data and information to be fed into that information need, but that's a pretty narrow, let's say, focus that we need to somehow address. But there's a much bigger question, of course, in terms of shifting investments worldwide towards more climate-friendly and climate-relevant and specific investments, and that's a broader question that we also aim at addressing. So there's a number of different needs that we hope to address, both in the specific context of the climate negotiations, but more broadly speaking in terms of how to make the shift happen, and we need an information basis for that.
And why is this such an issue for private finance in particular?
Well, I mean, I think by default, public institutions have a commitment and a requirement to disclose information. It's a very different story on the private side, and therefore there's the data gaps and the are much bigger and much more difficult to address and find solutions for on the private side of the story, I would say. And so that's why the effort is I think a lot more time consuming and effort consuming, and requires such a combination of expertise that we're, as I've said, bringing together under this project.
Thanks very much, Rafael. I'm now joined by Sheila Whitley, who's a research fellow at ODI working on private finance. Sheila, can you describe your work under this research collaborative? We heard earlier that public finance, climate finance, is much clearer than private climate finance. There's a fog over private climate finance in comparison. How is your research attempting to address this?
Those are very good questions. We are actually the first part of the research collaborative to complete output. So we're working under the second part of the project, which is focused on how can public finance mobilize private finance. And that part of the project is actually divided into two components. The first component, which we're working on, is looking much more or more specifically at direct instruments. So how would you use grants, loans, equity, guarantees, and insurance to mobilize private finance? Whereas the second part is work that's going to be done by WRI, or that's being done by WRI and OECD, which is looking at indirect instruments also, so looking more broadly at the policy environment and the kind of enabling conditions for private finance. So we have a very specific remit, which is to look at these direct instruments. And I would agree with Rafael that what we found in our research and that what ODI has found previously is that it's much more difficult to get information about private finance than it is about public finance. But I would also emphasize, I think, that governments have quite a significant role in these transactions. Most of the time we find that the majority of finance is actually being provided by public actors. And so that they have, let's say, to use the word that's used often in this space, that they have leverage over the private sector to potentially disclose more information than they currently do.
And what would you say is your goal in this research? What would your
So our objectives in the research are to test a methodology. So we've done a literature review, and we've tried to look at what other institutions, so research institutions, and what other financial institutions have done in terms of existing methodologies to look at mobilized private finance. We did a literature review to see what was out there, what methodologies were already being used. And from that, we took a number of elements that we thought, I don't know if that we would say that they were best practice, but what we wanted to do was create a methodology that took from existing practice and tested it against Nordic case studies. So what we've done is we have a methodology that has 10 components to it, and a couple of different options to see if you use different options in a methodology for tracking private finance, what are the implications in terms of the amounts that you find. And we're still working on the recommendations from the report, but it will come out probably towards the end of this year, if at the latest in January, so people can have a look at what the results have been.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sheila. We look forward to your findings.
Thank you.